This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Hello, welcome to What's the Ska? The story of how ska music came to Ireland from Jamaica via England. Later, I'll be in Belfast checking out the scene there, and we're going to meet the Hacklers, an Irish band that's built up a strong following in Germany. But first, what happened after the brief two-tone heyday when ska inspired a generation? One of the themes of this story is migration, and Kevin from the Hacklers has hit the road and seen some of the world. Everywhere he goes, he finds ska.
I moved to England when I was 17, 18. There wasn't a whole lot of work going on in Ireland, never mind Wexford. I was lucky enough that there was still kind of a scene. That whole third wave was coming on, like the Loafers and the Hot Knives and stuff like that. I would have been listening to it, not as full on as the whole two-tone thing, but it was kind of in the background, and I was still buying records. And I was still buying ska music as such. I think it kind of waned a little bit until I came back home. Then I actually moved to America, and then I got to see a lot of ska bands in America that I probably would have never seen until, in the end, I actually got to play with a lot of the bands that I grew up listening to. So it kind of worked out for me. But I mean, ska was always there. You start with two-tone, and then you end up getting deeper and deeper and deeper into it, and you discover all this fantastic music that, you know, that you never even knew was ska or something. So it's always been there. It's always been in my life. Joe Behan from Ska Patrol describes the changing scene in Dublin after the end of the two-tone era.
As years went on, the two-tone fizzled out then after 3 or 4 years. It was more or less gone. And then you had the third wave of bands coming through then. People were putting various clubs on around Dublin. One of the most famous ones would have been the Fox and Pheasant, where they had bands over such as the Riffs here from the third wave. And then a couple of Irish bands that started appearing, like Trenchtown from Drogheda and the Umbrellettes from Dublin. And then Gangsters starting off as well. So they and Celtic Posse. They were more or less the four bands at that time. Just start getting, collecting and following up on and reading fanzines. That was the only way you were going to get it. It was all underground then, after Two Tone was gone. So you were depending on the fanzines or 90. But it was all the punk fanzines, which covered a lot of the ska stuff as well.
DJ Ian Fiasco loves his ska, but he likes his punk too.
I would have been going to see Stick9 DC a lot. They were playing regularly in the Chinaman, and they were kind of like a punk ska band, a hybrid. Stick9 DC were very much in the kind of like the Roots DC kind of mould as a kind of ska punk band, and I would have seen them playing in Connolly's in Lepp and in McCabe's. In fact, no, I didn't see them in McCabe's. I came up to see them playing in McCabe's, and I got there and Benny was at the door and he went, oh, have you come up for the band? I barred him. So he kicked him out. They were helping themselves to beer behind the bar, and he kind of kicked him out. So I trapped, I hitchhiked up from West Cork on a very wintry day, and I had to leave early to make sure I kind of hitched up in the daylight. So I turned up and they weren't playing. But they played in Connolly's a couple of times. I would have been very much into that kind of the crusty ska punk thing as well, with bands like Culture Shock and people like that. So, and the Roots, I've always been a big fan of the Roots. It was a punk thing going on there as well.
Every city in Ireland has a ska scene, including Belfast. In July, I met Buzz from the Boss Sound Manifesto and Marty from the Tonic All-Stars at the Live Injection Ska Festival in the Oh Yeah Music Centre in the Cathedral Quarter. The venue hosts an exhibition of the greats of Northern Ireland's musical history, Van Morrison, Rudy, Stiff Little Fingers and the rest of them. In the midst of that legacy, a great, diverse ska festival, and I got an education on the Belfast scene. I come in here fresh. I haven't been in Belfast in 20 years, right?
Right.
But I come out here and the whole Belfast music industry history is downstairs, you know?
Yeah.
And suddenly the ska punky vibe that you guys bring is part of that history, because you're on stage and there it isn't on the exhibition. But ska is a big part of the Belfast sound now.
It is.
A big part
is.
Of the music identity of the city at this stage.
Punk rock as well. Belfast is a tremendous punk rock scene. The underbelly, like, and, you know, kind of, not that it leaves a sour taste in my mouth, there's a lot of focus on 70s in Belfast, and I get that because of good vibes and everything, and it's a ride that has its place. It's amazing, but so much has happened.
The past 30
years, or there's a rich tapestry of music, you know, and it all interfeeds into people. Like, you look like when PT and Marty Martin and stuff, they all done their sound courses and went to America and stuff, and they come back, and then just from a few people going on that course, they broke off into studios and recording stuff and playing bands, and, you know, just how one little thing changes. Like I said, it's rich tapestry. It's good to be part of it. It's good to have a ska scene as well, you know. Buzz ran, they had the Red Rasta Nights going on, and this is going back to when I was coming in. Like, there wasn't much going on in Belfast, like ska punk wise. We had Doghouse, the cover band, with Buck from the Defects sings in. And they would have had a residency in the Empire. We used to go there like once a month, and that was our ska in Jackson for, you know, where the punks used to go. And then we had Breg, who are playing tonight. They would have played a lot around West Belfast and stuff, Irish language band, and they were like the first reggae sort of thing you would have encountered like globally. And then Buzz, Dane and Cormac O'Hanlon were running Red Rasta. Mm. And we used to go to them when we were all younger. So in a way, you know, Buzz was bringing this in, you know.
Godfather Buzz,
hey? Yeah, when we were all like younger. Mm-hmm. And then we just went into the hardcore punk thing, we were all doing the punk thing, and then after a while I just wanted to try something different, so we put Aggressor together.
Yeah.
That was just out of, my mates were all in hardcore punk bands, and we just done something completely different. With a two-tone.
An interesting thing about Aggressors as well, I would say, is that as much as Red Rasta sort of maybe fed into you doing stuff, when we heard Aggressors, we went, oh, it pushed us to form a Boss Sound, like, you know, it was seeing other people doing stuff, and it's definitely.
You upped your game when you heard what they were doing, is that kind of thing?
So it definitely encouraged us, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And from your point of view, playing in the Aggressors, what was the sound? I mean, can you describe it?
We didn't really aim, we just done whatever we wanted. We had like dub songs, some like everything was kind of political, pro people, humanitarian for a viewpoint, anti racist. You know, we knew what our message was and we just had the songs.
Yeah. That was Marty and Chancers, a track from his former band Aggressors BC. The Live Injection co-organiser is Buzz, an Irish language activist who's played with Boss Sound Manifesto for how long is it now, Buzz?
7 years. 7 long years. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like your own me gang.
Yeah.
We're the boss men, you know, so.
Yeah, and no, within the boss men, shining cow, right? It's like Vigani, Ska, or a lot on reggae, it was rock steady fresh, yeah. Yeah.
Because Janowich gigging at Gahumlin, Neil Egg Foster.
Yeah. And being should scrape a Ronnie or Skyler.
Well, ni Jarring, go watch it scraping Neil Egg at Pagak, Canapu, Ice Street, Gilig. She didn't get scraped my kind of one and you like go scratch to make a barley, but
okay.
Battle hun so need no McKenzie to hear a harlash.
Okay, I'm more nor willing to do any egging gig, a dowser or a grinket or an url or hooling sheep and better.
Well, the kind of one, I'm going to get a Yanomage Agoni and you like, Cariana Smisha. Shan liquidator like Tasso. And Chun Chin, but Tony Scott and Kate Daniel and August Dyster much in the Fockle, Fockle Sigger, Ben and Bon Logan, Riv Liquidator, High J All Stars, Rinchiate A Clutcher. So, God's much boy, eh? So,
yeah.
But, Shinny, no, it's got cracking.
I saw the Scallions last night, and it was one of the best ska sets I've seen from a band. That's a hot band.
They really are.
Yeah.
I think they were in practice for a long time, and my brother would be mentioning, Darren's the second lead singer, he's my brother, so he'd be like mentioning about this, you know, this band, and I just, and then the first gig, and it was like, where did that come from, you know? My job was on the ground, I'm so proud and just blown away by the fact, you know, he's such a front man, has people eating out of his hands when he's on stage. It's great.
Yeah, and it's not just about him either, because no. The musicianship is top class.
Everyone is, yeah, they're all on the
mind. And just the vibe is there, and you're right, sometimes you do need a year's work before you can make an impact with your gig, you know, they certainly
put
did that
the work in. They're getting there, they're all very into it, and it's good to see. Especially in the world the way it is today, you really need scenes. You need something to be happening. The human condition requires purpose. If you've no purpose, you're just left flapping about in the universe, like, you know, like a sack on a windy day. Or a bag stuck on a tree. You know what I mean? You're fucking useless.
Yeah.
Absolutely useless. So it's really important to create scenes. It's really important that the people feel that they're part of something.
The featured Irish band this week is The Hacklers. I put it to Kevin that the Belfast vibe suits their sound.
Yeah, I'd agree, yeah. Especially, I mean, when the war zone, I don't know, I think it's closed now. That's where everybody used to hang out. There was a lot of good gigs in there. And anytime we went to Belfast, I mean, it'd been crazy. You know, we know Marky, we know all the guys, Cormac, our organ players from Belfast as well. And, I mean, there's a good scene there. It's a great scene. Anytime we play gigs, they've always been mental. It's good to us as well. We love going up to Belfast to play, so.
Bob Scabner's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob.
And Bob plays with the
Hacklers.
Hacklers. You've got the Hacklers here, haven't you?
Yeah, he's a guitar player. I've been here twice.
Yeah. How did they get on?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Blew the roof off, like.
Because they've got the German connection sorted. They've done a few tours of Germany.
Yeah.
And I mean, of all the bands in Ireland in the ska scene, they're the ones that are pushing the international side with more than the rest of us.
100%, definitely. The keyboard player Cormac from the Aggressors plays in Hecklers now as well.
That's where they got him from. Yeah. That makes sense to me now. Right.
And then they brought Paul Ben from Jollers. But yeah, they're fantastic. Last year was something else. Like.
The Hecklers are very good.
Yeah.
The Hecklers are massive in Germany. They play a lot of festivals over in Germany. Their first album, fantastic. Absolutely superb. Quality ska, very upbeat ska, very very two-tone, but still very to themselves, very, very unique to their own style. They seem to have their own style. They don't cover. They play all their own stuff.
Yeah, and they have a hard edge, the Hecklers, you know? They have a tough edge on them.
They have that very, that moody image like of what the Specials portrayed back in the 80s. They're a tough guys of ska, you know?
That was Derek Dalton, the only skin in Listowel. Here's Kevin on how the Hecklers came together.
We all played together. We were in a band called Pressure Drop, did the whole covers thing, and that kind of went on for maybe 3 or 4 years, and I think everybody just got fed up of it, doing somebody else's songs, and it kind of had run its course. I went to America, did a bit of work, and when I came back, I had written some songs. I'd played with the guys for 4 years, 5 years, and there was great chemistry there, so those were the guys that I wanted to get back into the band, you know, so it's hunted them all back down again, and we got into the studio, started rehearsing and started writing new songs, and basically that's how it kicked off, really. What we really wanted to do was make an album. We wrote the album, ended up getting a record deal in Germany, and it came out, and I mean, the rest is history. We kind of just kicked on from there, you know. I'm sorry that I let you down. Plays on my mind constantly. I wish that you were still around. Now all I've got are memories. Some of the songs are personal life experiences, dealing with bereavements and families and stuff. Always on my mind was about a relation of mine who passed away very, very young, at 16, and it was like therapy. It was like musical therapy to write that tune, you know. Marky wrote out on the street. It's kind of up tempo. It's you know, systematic of what's going on in, you know, inner cities with violence and stuff like that. Every song on the album, I would say, has a little bit of a story behind it as such. When times get tough, I look to you
to give me strength to push on through. Nick is the ska ambassador. Sometimes he wears a kilt, but... You are wearing a Hecklers t-shirt.
Yes, yeah.
Well, what do you make of the Hecklers then?
It's brilliant. They're more going towards the ska punk version. You know, they're not traditional Jamaican ska. And really good fun. You know, nice people. The vibe is brilliant. It's really, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's a wonderful time. And I will go every time they're playing, definitely. You know, if I can go, I'll go and see them.
Most of our tunes are kind of up-tempo. I don't know how that works out that way, but even when we do a slow song, it always tends to get a bit more up-tempo for some reason, but that's how we sound.
The Hecklers is the Irish band that has made an impact in Germany.
We played some big venues in Berlin, Berlin City Ska Festival. We've also drove 9 hours in the opposite direction up to Rostock to play a little small club with maybe a capacity of 100 people, just being jammers. You get everybody in there. You get punks, skins, all kinds of everything, you know what I mean? But they just enjoy it, you know? And it's great to actually get in and play to a crowd like that appreciate your music, singing back your lyrics to you, you know, original songs. So it's great. It's fantastic. It's unreal. I mean, they're so knowledgeable about ska music over there, you know. The whole scene is fantastic. They love the original sound, you know. They love bands that do their own stuff. We got lucky, I guess, you know. We were messaging places and, you know, trying to get a gig and trying to get a gig here and there and everything. And we got lucky. We played This Is Ska. And we went down the street. I think we only had like six songs or something, six original songs. But we did a few covers. But, I mean, we laid the groundwork and we got invited back. And then, you know, the record deal came out of that as well. People wanted to see us. And we never shy away jumping on a plane and go and play somewhere, you know. We just loved it. We loved the tour. We loved to play live. And so anywhere that they wanted us, we would just go and play. That was it, you know. But Germany, especially Germany, it's been good to us. It's been good to us over the years. And right up till now, we're still doing very well there. So long may it last.
This week's closing track has been chosen by Kieran from The Clandestinos.
Like, one of the favourite songs I did in our set over the years was Ja War by The Ruts, who a lot of the other songs were out and out punk band, but they did this amazing, really long, it's only a 7 minute long song, but it's about oppression and fighting back against the forces who would try to put you down, you know, and just really uplifting song while being uncompromising as well, you know. And I love the aspect of how punk and reggae saw commonality with each other in their fans, you know.
The air was thick with the smell of oppression. The militant joined in angry possession. The tension tight with the strain of repression. Young blood boiling, hearts with aggression.
Ja War,
fighting, fighting.
Ja War,
a too close frightening. Blowing and stirring up reaction. The storm broke out, a militant action. Hot heads came in uniform. Thunder and lightning in a violent form.
Ja War,
fighting, fighting.
Ja War,
a too close frightening. The militant joined the angry procession. The tension tight with the strain of repression. Young blood boiling, hot with aggression.
Ja War,
fighting, fighting.
Ja War,
a too close frightening. Fighting, fighting.
A Ja War,
a too close frightening.
A Ja War,
a fighting, fighting.
A Ja War.
Clarence Baker, no troublemaker, said the truncheon came down, knocked him to the ground,
See the blood on the streets that day. The blood and the madness. See the blood on the streets that day. Yeah. Fighting, fighting, a Jawa. Fighting, fighting, Jawa. Fighting, fighting, a Jawa. Fighting, fighting, a Jawa. A Jawa.
Next and final episode of What's the Ska, we'll be going on the radio with Ska Patrol on Near FM in Dublin, a show that's been covering the ska scene in Ireland for 20 years. I'll be talking to DJs about the art of filling a dance floor ska style, and there'll be a look at some Irish bands, including the Bionic Rats. What's the Ska was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written, produced, edited and presented by Anna Dowling. A Community Radio Y'all production. Everybody can do the ska. It's a new dance you can.